Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Sea Limited, ticker symbol SE, a powerhouse in Southeast Asia's digital economy. If you're looking to understand whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell for your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to future growth potential. Let's get started. Let's set the stage for what we're covering today. Sea Limited is not just another tech company. It's a major player in e-commerce, gaming, and fintech across Southeast Asia and beyond. I know a lot of you are curious about how they've been performing lately, especially with their recent earnings and the buzz around their growth trajectory. So we'll look at their business model, dive into their numbers, analyze their valuation, and even check out their strengths and weaknesses. By the end of this video, you'll have a clear picture of where Sea stands as an investment. So who exactly is Sea Limited? Based in Singapore, Sea operates three core businesses: Shopee, their e-commerce platform; Garena, their digital entertainment arm with popular games like Free Fire; and Sea Money, their digital financial services segment. Founded in 2009, they've grown into a massive player in the region with over 80,000 employees. Their mission is to leverage technology to improve lives in emerging markets, and they've certainly made waves in Southeast Asia, Latin America, and other regions. With a market cap of around $53 billion as of the latest data, they're a significant force in the consumer cyclical sector, specifically specialty retail. Their focus on high-growth markets makes them a fascinating stock to watch, but as we'll see, it's not without risks. Let's talk money, specifically Sea's revenue streams. For the full year 2024, Sea reported an impressive $16.8 billion in revenue, a substantial jump from $13.1 billion in 2023. Breaking it down by segment, their service revenue dominates at about $15.3 billion, while product revenue comes in at $1.6 billion. Geographically, Southeast Asia is their bread and butter, contributing nearly $11.8 billion of that total. Latin America adds another $3.3 billion, with smaller contributions from the rest of Asia and other global markets. Shopee, their e-commerce platform, has been a key driver, posting a 38% revenue surge in Q4 2024 alone. This kind of top-line growth shows how well they're capitalizing on the booming digital economy in emerging markets. However, growth like this often comes at a cost, and we'll dig into whether they're sacrificing margins for scale as we move along. Now, let's zoom in on their earnings performance. In Q4 2024, Sea delivered some solid results, though not without a hiccup. They beat revenue expectations with a 29% year-on-year increase, largely thanks to Shopee and Garena's performance. For the full year, net income came in at $444 million, a massive improvement from $151 million in 2023, with earnings per share at 77 cents. Looking back over the past few years, Sea has turned a corner from consistent losses, think negative $1.65 billion in net income in 2022, to profitability. Their operating income for 2024 hit $662 million, up significantly from just $225 million the year prior. This shows they're finally starting to balance growth investments with profitability, though some analysts noted an earnings miss in Q4 due to higher-than-expected costs. Still, the trajectory looks promising, and it's clear they're prioritizing long-term moat building over short-term gains. Diving into some of the insights from their latest earnings call for Q4 2024, management highlighted a few key points that caught my attention. They emphasized Shopee's logistics enhancements and AI-driven personalization as critical to driving user engagement and order growth. They also pointed out Garena's strong bookings, especially with Free Fire maintaining its top spot in the mobile gaming market in Southeast Asia. Sea Money's disciplined approach to credit expansion was another focus, with non-performing loan ratios remaining stable at 1.1%. Management seems confident about their 2025 outlook, projecting continued growth in gross merchandise value for Shopee and sustained profitability across segments. They're clearly doubling down on strategic investments, which could pressure margins near term, but set them up for dominance long term. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of Sea's financial health. Looking at their balance sheet for 2025, They've got $6.4 billion in cash and equivalents, with total assets at $29.4 billion against total liabilities of $16.7 billion. That gives them a decent equity base of $12.5 billion, up from $8.4 billion in 2024, showing they're building a stronger foundation. Their current ratio sits at 1.58, indicating good short-term liquidity to cover obligations. On the profitability front, their return on equity for the trailing 12 months is a solid 15.3%, and their gross profit margin is impressive at 44.7%, though their net profit margin is slimmer at 6.9%. Debt-wise, their debt-to-equity ratio is a manageable 0.27, so they're not overly leveraged. Cash flow is another bright spot, with operating cash flow for 2024 at $3.3 billion, translating to a free cash flow yield of 7.2%. These numbers suggest C is in a strong financial position to keep investing in growth while maintaining stability. All right, let's talk valuation. At a current price of around $90 per share, C's trailing price-to-earnings ratio is about 34.9, which is on the higher side compared to the specialty retail industry average of roughly 50. However, their price-to-sales ratio of 2.37 looks more reasonable given their revenue growth. Looking ahead, forward PE ratios for 2025 and 2026 are projected at 27.8 and 23.6, respectively, suggesting the market expects earnings to catch up with the stock price over time, with an enterprise value of $51.4 billion and a free cash flow yield of 7.2%. There's an argument that C isn't wildly overvalued, especially considering their growth in high-potential markets. That said, some investors might hesitate at these multiples given the competitive pressures in e-commerce and gaming. It really comes down to whether you believe in their ability to sustain this growth trajectory. Let's break down C Limited through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, their diversified business model across e-commerce, gaming, and fintech gives them multiple revenue streams, with Shopee leading as a top e-commerce platform in Southeast Asia. Their robust 29% revenue growth in Q4 2024 is another feather in their cap. On the opportunities side, the digital economy in emerging markets is still in its early stages, and C is well positioned to capture more market share, especially with investments in AI and logistics for Shopee. Now, for weaknesses, their profitability margins are still thin in some segments due to heavy reinvestment, and they've only recently turned profitable after years of losses. As for threats, competition is fierce. Think Lazada and Tokopedia in e-commerce, or other gaming giants challenging Garena. Plus, macroeconomic headwinds or regulatory changes in key markets could pose risks. Overall, C has a lot going for it, but they're not without challenges to navigate. Let's take a look at C's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 5.7%, which is a nice short-term bounce. However, zoom out and the picture gets murkier, down 5.1% over the past month, 12.2% over 3 months, and a hefty 35.7% over 6 months. Over the past year, it's down 13.4%, and over 5 years, it's lost 54.5% of its value. Compare that to the broader consumer cyclical sector, which is up 2.8% over the past year, and you can see C has underperformed significantly. The stock's beta of 1.63 also indicates higher volatility than the market, so it's not for the faint of heart. From a technical perspective, the stock seems to be finding some support around the $90 level, but there's still a lot of resistance to break through for a meaningful recovery. If you're a short-term trader, keep an eye on momentum indicators. But for long-term investors, this price weakness might be an entry point if you believe in their fundamentals. So, what's the verdict on C Limited? Wrapping it all up, I think C is a compelling long-term growth story, especially if you're bullish on emerging markets and the digital economy. Their revenue growth is undeniable, and they've made huge strides toward profitability while sitting on a solid balance sheet. However, the stock's valuation is a bit rich for some tastes, and the competitive landscape means they can't afford to let up on investments, which could keep margins tight for a while. If you're a risk-tolerant investor with a long horizon, C could be a great addition at these levels, especially after the recent pullback. but if you're looking for stability or quick gains, you might want to wait for a better entry point or more clarity on their margin expansion. What do you think? Are you buying C, or are you staying on the sidelines? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next video.